Ukraine security issue.
At least 8 people were killed by Russian attacks on several houses and shopping center in Kyiv carried out late on Sunday evening, the prosecutor's general's office reported. Pictures and videos from the site of the attack on the Retraville Mall, located on the southwestern outskirts of the city, showed its lying in smoldering ruins. Following the attack, Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko announced a reinforced curfew in the capital from 8 p.m. local time on Monday until 7 a.m. on Wednesday. Mariupol is now the epicenter of Europe's worst humanitarian disaster in 8 decades, as some 300,000 people remain blocked in the devastated and besieged port city on the Azov coast. Constantly bombed and shelled, they have been hiding in bomb shelters and basements for 3 weeks without electricity, water and food. On Sunday, the Russian Defense Ministry sent an official ultimatum to the mayor of Mariupol, demanding that the city's defenders lay down arms by 5 a.m. Monday and leave through a green corridor. Only after that would civilian evacuation have been allowed. Irina Verishuk, Vice Prime Minister for reintegration of temporarily occupied territories, was the first Ukrainian official to respond. The Russian invaders shelled the Sumy Himprom chemical plant from heavy artillery. The plant is located in the city of Sumy, northern eastern Ukraine. As a result, an ammonia tank was damaged and the leak of ammonia threatened a nearby village. One plant employee was injured. No other casualties among the plant personnel or residents of Sumy were reported. Rescuers managed to contain the accident on the premises of Sumy Himprom caused by shelling, the state emergency service reported on Monday. Emergency works were carried on out to place a bandage on the damaged ammonia tank and pipeline and subside an ammonia cloud. At 7:30 a.m., the incident was contained. There is no chemical hazard, reads the report. President Volodymyr Zelensky has called on Germany and other European Union countries not to sponsor Russia's war machine. Germans, you have the power. Europe has the power, which is greater than that of any missiles or tanks, Zelensky said in a video address on his Telegram channel. Without your trade companies and banks, Russia will have no money to fund this war, so let it end as soon as you can. I know you can. You've got to defend yourselves, he said, stressing that no one has the right to exterminate nations and tear Europe in pieces.
We warned your politicians that this is dangerous.
We warned your politicians. We told them it's dangerous to let Moscow decide whether to let you have Russia's natural gas or not and about how much you need to pay for it. We told you to get on with sanctions before this war started. But it was after Russia's missile exploded 20 kilometers from NATO's border and Russian tanks fired on our nuclear power plant that it finally occurred to everyone that they should hit Ukraine. Please, don't sponsor Russia's war machine. Not a single euro for invaders. Close your ports to them. Don't ship goods to them. Don't buy Russia's energy resources. Keep pressuring Russia for pulling out of Ukraine. I believe and I know that peace is possible, but you must act to achieve it, each and every one of you in Germany, each and everyone in Europe, said President Volodymyr Zelensky. The Ukrainian Defense Ministry said in a statement on Monday that Ukraine knows about preparations in Belarus for invading. Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Maler comments. We already have official information on the General Staff page about signs of preparations for active aggressive warfare from the Belarus border. But the situation here is interesting. We know that Belarus's territory is used by Russia for conducting aggressive warfare with Ukraine, but there is also the position of the Belarusian military. There is fear among them and unwillingness to act on such possible orders, because they see what has been going on and the myth of the invincible Russian army is slowly collapsing. And they are starting to realize that fulfilling such orders will mean war crimes. So using different ways of information, we are trying to respond to the ESI's requests, and they are widespread, on how to surrender to Ukraine if that order were to come through. There is widespread interest in surrendering on that side if they get the order for active hostilities and have no other choice, said Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Maler. Guerrillas in Belarus are trying to prevent government troops from entering Ukraine, according to Franek Vechorka, senior advisor to Belarus opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya. Belarus is a land of partisans. Our heroes stop Russian trains, damage Russian equipment and hand out leaflets to prevent Belarusian troops from entering Ukraine. Ukraine will prevail. Belarus will be liberated as well, Vechorka posted on Twitter. He released a map of Belarus titled Railway Resistance 2022, showing what Belarusian guerrillas had already done. New sanctions against Russia are coming this week. Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba announced this late Sunday. He added that another direction of his activity these days targets major companies that have yet to leave Russia, like Danone, Nestle and Unilever. We can't stop now. New sanctions are needed and they are coming soon. Currently, we want to push through the things Ukraine believes are important. Yesterday, for instance, I was busy with the so-called WhatsApp diplomacy, sending the list of sanctions needed for Ukraine to colleagues who are instrumental in the passing of such decisions. Another direction of our activity these days is forcing those international companies that still operate in Russia out of there. They haven't realized it on their own. These included big food companies like Nestle, Danone and Unilever, the maker of home care products. There are also specific companies without which Russia will not be able to produce its missiles so that they will fly and hit their targets. And we are working with an entire spectrum of these companies, with all of them. Some are upset with us that we put too much pressure on them, but this is not time to get upset. It's time to make a choice. Either you're on the evil side or on the side of angels. Being on the side of angels is being with Ukraine now and not working in this Russian Federation. On the side of evil, not helping their economy, said Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is considering a lightning trip to Kyiv to show support for Ukraine's battle against Vladimir Putin. The Prime Minister has asked officials to examine the practicality and value of the trip for talks with President Volodymyr Zelensky. British security officials are said to be hand kittens at the prospect of Johnson traveling to the war zone, but a Whitehall source said Mr. Johnson wants to go if it can be made to work. The source added, if you set aside the security concerns, which are considerable, the question is whether there is anything additional you could achieve by visiting in person or whether it would be just a show of solidarity, and whether that is a sufficient goal in itself. I have a very, very strong desire to support Zelensky in any way I can. Whether that would be a useful way of showing my support, I don't know, but it is of huge strategic, political, economic, moral importance for Putin to fail and Zelensky to succeed, Johnson told the Sunday Times. Slovenia intends to send its diplomats back to Kyiv. Slovenia will send its diplomats back to Kyiv soon via volunteers. We are working to make the European Union do the same, Prime Minister of Slovenia Janez Janša posted on Twitter. Ukraine needs direct diplomatic support, he added.